All right, so a couple of years down the road, you are hanging out.
Yeah.
You're still living in sunny Los Angeles.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, Aaron, things are going pretty okay.
Good. It's about fucking time.
Yeah. You started work as a cartoonist.
Well, I have no ability to draw anything. I'm so bad at drawing.
Yeah. So normally, yeah, I mean, in the past you have been, but you've really tried to take it seriously and get better at it. Like sometimes you'll be sitting there and you'll be like, how come I'm not good at drawing? And you're
Because
like,
I don't like it. It's just not my thing.
right. You get like super into it though. Because again,
Okay.
you start thinking like, yeah, it's weird that I don't know how to draw. And you're like, maybe it's one of those things that it's cool to have that skill in your back pocket, you know? You never know when you're gonna need to know how to draw, is the thing that you say to yourself.
I would never say that in my entire fucking life.
I mean, you just like say it to yourself, you don't say it out loud.
Yeah,
And
but I
so,
wouldn't.
but you decide to like, you get pretty good, you have a very simple, classic style. It's sort of like early, it's reminiscent of like early Disney, like
Oh,
Steamboat
okay.
Willie.
Oh,
So,
no. Okay.
yeah. So you're drawing like a cartoon strip that is like syndicated, dude. Like,
Oh, okay.
yeah. Not to
don't know.
like,
Yeah.
not to like the big ones, like the Washington Post, the New York Times, or anything like that, but you are like being syndicated to sort of like, you know how it's like there's like the Bob and Tom radio show where they're like really big and like sort of
The
like
Midwest, yeah.
the Midwest and kind of some of the smaller markets and stuff.
My friend's the guy
That's,
who hosts that now.
yeah, you are.
Josh Arnold. He's very funny.
Shout out to Josh Arnold. We miss you, Josh.
RIP.
RIP, Josh. So,
So I'm like a regionally syndicated.
yeah.
Okay.
You're a regionally syndicated cartoonist. You have this cartoonist, you have this cartoon that you made
Yeah.
called KW Bear.
Yeah.
KW Bear is about the misadventures of this like walking, talking like little teddy bear.
Yeah.
And like so usually it's like, there like there's one strip that you made where like the first panel, it's him inside like a washing machine, getting like cleaned or whatever, because he's like, like a little toy teddy bear type thing. And he's
Oh,
going
so
like,
he himself is being washed.
yeah, and he's just going like wee in like the first
Okay.
panel. Then the next panel, it's like going you like even like longer, and he's going wee, but in like even bigger letters. And then the third panel is just like you can barely see anything beyond just the gigantic letters wee. So you have this like cartoon that you're working on, and so it's just kind of about like his adventures and just life as,
That's the whole fucking thing.
well, that's just like the one pan, but
It's
that's
just
just
a
like
Wii and it gets bigger.
just one, strip that you did. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all it is.
Yeah. I mean, just for that one, yeah.
That fucking sucks. There's nothing. I mean,
You did one where the punchline was KW Bear shooting Joe Biden in the forehead.
okay. That would go over well in the Midwest,
Yeah.
in a
So
lot of
like there's
places.
yeah, so sometimes it's like a bit more
Why did he
surreal.
do it?
Oh, because basically it's like it's one of those, so every once in a while you feel like you just have to get your feelings out. You know what I mean?
KW Bear takes down the global cabal.
Yeah. So there's actually, you go on like a 7 week like arc where it's just KW Bear, which is like gutting down various world leaders. And
7 weeks? Is this a sun? Is this like a weekly cartoon?
yeah, including a Sunday. But the
Wait,
Sunday
wait, wait. How many of them am I doing a week?
five. Monday through
I do
Friday.
5 of them a week and plus a Sunday. So I do 6 of them a week.
Yeah, but the Sunday strips are like their own continuity. They're like longer in full color. So like, you know, but you do have that story arc of him just kind of traveling the globe and, like I said,
So I
assassinating
do
heads of state.
35 strips featuring KW Bear murdering a world leader in total, like in totality.
Yeah,
I do 35 of them.
I guess so. But you know, the Sunday strips are unaffected. The Sunday strips are just, you know.
Who gives a fuck about the Sunday strips, Pat? We're talking about 35 in a row showing a teddy bear brutally murdering a world leader.
Yeah, like some of them involve him, like it's not just like, you know, a headshot from like a safe distance. It's, you know, knives, throats being slit, stuff like that. But
Yeah, that's
normally, you know.
gruesome. How does this keep ha how am I allowed to keep this?
Freedom of
Are people
speech, dude.
into it?
I mean,
Yeah,
people are
of
just
course.
like, I mean, there's definitely like, you get a few letters of complaint. I'm not going to lie to you about
A
this, man.
few, yeah.
Where
I'm
people from both
murdering
sides.
world leaders indiscriminately, it seems, for 7 weeks in a row. I'm having a
Yeah.
teddy bear murder world leaders.
And basically, it then like starts its own sort of, you know, worldwide, total government type of deal. But like once it achieves that, you just kind of go back to like your regular like strips, you know, with like the gags or whatever.
Wait, KW Bear achieves a one world government through force, apparently.
Yeah, by taking
Through
out these different.
systematic assassinations of world leaders from around the
Yep.
globe.
And then like, but once it happens, it like the story arc wraps up on like a Wednesday. And then the next Thursday, it's just back to like, you know, gags.
Spinning in a fucking washer.
Well, like
Wee.
the next one that you do, it's just like a the first panel is him walking and going, and he's holding like a tray of like jugs of milk. And he's walking and he's thinking to himself, like, boy, what a wonderful day. And then the next panel is him slipping on a banana peel and like all the milk going everywhere and him going like, whoa. And then panel three is him just being like, how cliche. So it's back
These
to like your
fucking
regular.
suck.
What do you
This
mean?
thing sucks, man.
You think so?
Yeah, Pat.
Well, whatever. I mean, like, you know, you're
Who's the
you're
final boss? Who's the last world leader I kill
The
before I
last
begin my one world government as a teddy bear?
world leader that you kill is this figure. He's the head of a country that you've never heard of. Like you did some research, and it's a country called Bestonsels, Phil.
Bestonsilsville,
It's
the
the
name
name
of this country.
of the country, yeah, and the head of state
Where
is
where's this country located?
seems like Eastern Europe, but you're not really sure. Like you just kind of skimmed the article.
Okay.
The president is this guy named Chet Lightning, and in
And
the
I'm gonna murder him.
yeah,
Okay.
and when in the strip that you murder him, it's like him speaking in front of a crowd, and it's him being like. All right, everybody, here's what we're gonna start doing, baby. We're gonna start. And then the next panel is him going, rocking and rolling. And then the third panel is just KW Bear bursting out of his chest. Then the next one is, like I said, just back to like gags. So
Okay, I could get on board with that one.
you're doing KW Bear and
Yeah.
you're doing
Am I
okay.
making good
Like,
money? Is it paying
yeah.
me well?
Yeah, you're doing okay. Like I said, you're getting syndicated. You're managed by the Lanalex Cartoon Union. They're this
Yeah, what are they? The
they
Lanalex Cartoon Union?
the Lanalex Cartoon Union. And what they
The
do,
Cartoonian?
Yeah, and so the cartoonian basically they're like agents but for cartoonists and
Yeah.
illustrators and stuff like that. And so they actually like set you up pretty well. And they're thinking about expanding, you know? But you're just
Yeah,
kind of
what are they
focused
expanding
on
into?
they're starting to think like, we do have to try to start making the push into the big leagues. The person
What does that
who
mean?
so the family circus is finally retiring.
Yeah.
And they are having a worldwide contest to find the cartoon strip that replaces it. That
Yeah.
like as like in like the like I said, the big leagues. And
And I just ran off almost 3 dozen strips of this bear murdering head of state. So I've got to be in the running, right? They got a family circus has to love 35 strips in a row of a teddy bear murdering politicians and in a brutal and violent fashion in some cases.
yeah, I mean there's definitely going to be like some eyebrows raised, but to be honest with you, like that storyline that you did was pretty well received. Like people it did it's kind of the reason that you're being considered for the taking over this the family circus space. Your agent is this like very aggressive cartoonist agent named Jet Powers. He works with the Lanalax cartoon union, and Jet Powers does not fuck around, and he takes
You
care
say
of his
Jet as in J or Chet? Chet? Jet
Jet
Powers.
Jet Powers of Lanalax cartoon of the Lanalax cartoon union. He, like I said, he doesn't fuck around, dude, and he sees your potential. He's like, the first time you meet this guy, he actually like flies you into to where he's he's in like Chicago, and
Okay.
he flies you in. You're on a completely empty plane. It's like just you.
All right.
And so he flies you in, and then he
That's
like takes
weird. Do
he takes you out to lunch, and he's
they still
like.
do the whole like safety thing? And can I halfway through go, guys, I've been on a plane before. I got it.
They go, oh, thanks, dude. They walk away. They know it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I
And
don't.
so you have like a lunch
It's
with this guy.
unsettling.
You have lunch with this guy, and he has like two steaks for lunch, dude. Like this guy is a fucking carnivore. When you watch this guy tear into those fucking New York strips. You think of like a Tyrannosaurus Rex just going to town on a Triceratops. And he gets his meat rare.
Blue rare.
Not quite blue rare, no, but he's like it's not quite to that level, no, but he's like, I want it just under medium rare.
Okay.
And
So
like,
he likes a rare steak.
and even if he goes somewhere like an Applebee's or like just some like place like that where they don't even really ask you, they just kind of make it like whatever. Like people, like the waiters wherever he goes are like not hypnotized by this guy, but they're very much affected by him. Like sometimes when you
Okay.
like when I've been waiting tables before, like and you'll have people who are like very not quite demanding, but people who you're like fucking yes, sir, like right away. There are some people who
Yeah.
just have that kind of presence, and he's one of those people. So
Feel like I'm one of those people.
he gets his like it doesn't matter where he goes, he gets that
Yeah.
shit cooked just a shade under medium rare, and they comply. And so the first time you meet him, he's just like chewing on these fucking steaks, and it's weird because he's actually like kind of trim, so it's kind of he's like one of those dudes.
Okay. He's eating two New York strips at the same time. Is he
Yeah.
getting a side or anything, or is it just all meat?
Baked potato.
Yeah. Anything on it?
Yeah, it's dripping with goat butter.
All right.
He goes, trust me, Aaron, in 3 years, goat butter is going to be huge.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out. And I'll remember this conversation where I watched you eat two entire New York strips and a baked potato.
Yeah. I mean, you ate too. Like you had like what would you like get at a place like that?
What is this? What kind of place? It's like you
Steakhouse.
said, it's a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't know shit about steak.
It's been
I
around for
would.
like 175 years. It's the longest operating steakhouse in America.
I would ask them what their special is, and I would probably just go, "Hey, yeah, give me that. Take a
Sure.
special. What do
It's
you what is the special thing here? What's the thing that it's known for?"
two New York strip steaks.
I really don't want to.
That's the special.
I'm
So
not
like you
gonna.
get it and you're like, all right. And like you kind of immediately realize like, oh shit. And like he's pro like, you know, he doesn't really see it. If he notices that you're like a little like weirded out, like he doesn't really say anything. But he goes, look, Aaron, here's what I'm gonna do. He goes, normally, to be honest with
Also,
you.
who am I kidding? I'm gonna crush both of those steaks. You know, I sat here and thought about it, and it's like if there's two like steakhouse New York strips put in front of me, they're both going down. I'm
Right.
sorry. I was thinking about the steaks.
Yeah.
They would look like the Twin Towers if you lined them up.
What would you get as your side?
What do they got? I
You
know
know,
baked potato.
standard steakhouse sides, you know.
Yeah, I'd probably get baked potato, side broccoli. Always get a broccoli.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, you know.
So when
A steak, yeah.
so you order all that, the waiter's like, "Very good, sir." And you can tell he means it
Ugh.
too. And so when they bring out that the food to you,
Yeah.
they bring like the steaks out first, and like they do the whole thing where they cut them open to like show you like, "Oh yeah, this is like, you know, the correct temperature." You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And when they do it for Jet Powers, he's like, they're not like nervous. It's not like they're like nervous or like their hands are shaking, but like when he sees it's cooked correctly and he goes, oh yeah, that looks great. You can tell that they're like relieved. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
okay. Yeah.
And so they
Yeah.
bring out the sides right after that. They put it down and those baked potatoes are steaming so intensely that like you for a second you can't see across the table, like you can't see his face through the steam of these baked potatoes.
Okay.
So you kind of like slightly like taken back and you look down at the broccoli that it's so green it reminds you of like steamed emeralds.
I'm not a man familiar with gemstones or like what's needed to upkeep them, but
But
steaming.
that's how green these
All
fucking
right.
steamed stalks of broccoli are in front of you. And so Jet Powers is like, look, like normally I represent clients who are kind of in like, you know, bigger spaces, but I'm gonna take a chance on you, kid. He goes, I've read it, I love it. He goes, I've been in this business 35 years, and look, I'm not gonna act like it's the best thing I've ever seen in my life, but I'll tell you this, it's refreshing as fucking shit. And he says fucking shit really loudly, so loudly that like the whole restaurant like quiets for like just a second and he like goes back to normal.
Yeah, like a record scratch.
Yeah. And like he
Yeah.
doesn't, the whole thing with this guy is that it's not that he is trying to like intimidate people. It's just that like he just has that kind of presence that.
Gravitas. Yeah, I feel like I know people that are that way. You wouldn't necessarily describe them like as intense, but
No.
they're like just underneath intense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
So
it's like they're very
he.
it's not like demanding, you know, but they're like very assertive and are confident in what in saying what they want.
So he's like, all right, Aaron. So, like, but I'm going to take a chance on you. Like I said, this is a very refreshing, you know, cartoon that you got here, man. He goes, I'm digging it. He goes, anyway, so, What I would like you to do is sit down and get like what you think are your 10 best strips and send them to me, and I will pass them along to he knows everybody in the cartoon industry. So he's like, I will pass these along to the people that I need to get you into the Washington Post, the New
I would
York
say
Times.
you're familiar with my work, right?
Yeah.
So you've seen my catalog, right? My entire portfolio. Do you think I should pull any of the strips from the series of 35 consecutive strips where KW Bear murders a head of state? Are any of my best strips in there? Because I feel like it's controversial. And
Yeah.
I don't want that to blow this opportunity for me.
He
But
looks
I don't
you
want to hide it either, you know?
right. He looks you like in the eyes and he goes, Aaron, some of the best cartooning of my life was in that series that I'd ever seen. He goes, I strongly suggest it. Maybe just a
Then
few.
I would ask for his input. I would
Definitely.
say
Like,
if you're going to represent me, then you need as somebody from the outside, like you need to help me pick these out.
yeah. And he's like, definitely. And like, he's like, well, I'll sit and I'll go through these with you, stuff like that. And he goes, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's like the first time you met him. And he kind of went through your 10 best, whatever. And so, like I said, you are kind of set up pretty sweet right now. And you are probably going to start moving into the big leagues, if not soon. Then, like, eventually you can see the next level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're doing okay
That's a nice
financially.
feeling.
Yeah. You actually buy an
I would
apartment.
assume. I buy an apartment
Yeah.
in Chicago or Los Angeles.
No, this is back in Los Angeles.
I buy an apartment in LA. Okay. How much does that cost me?
The apartment costs $375,000.
It's fucking cheap, man.
Yeah, it's
Is
sort of
this
in a developing part of Los Angeles.
okay? What do you
So
mean by
it's like,
developing? Like,
so it's a place
am I
where,
gentrifying a neighborhood? Is that my role in this?
I wouldn't say
That
that you're
sucks.
necessarily gentrifying it, but I mean, maybe a little. But it's like they're like, look, this is your time to get in on the ground floor. They're like, this is
The
sort
first floor
of,
apartment.
yeah. So the reason that you're not really gentrifying it is that it's actually like being, it's like there was nothing there before. So this is like entirely new apartment buildings and entirely new, it's entirely new, like sort of developing town essentially. And the reason that it's so cheap is that like, yeah, like there's really not a lot there yet. There's just like, this apartment building and then that's about it. But, there's like people who
So
are
it's
gonna,
just an apartment building in a part of Los Angeles with nothing else there.
yeah, it's just this single apartment building. It's this place called Monster Island.
The fuck, Pat? Monster Island? Am I surrounded by water?
It's like an island.
Yeah, I know what a fucking island is. This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Well, it's
I'm
an
on an
island.
island in Los Angeles. When the only thing that stands on the island is my apartment building.
Yeah. But it's called Monster Island because, like,
Why? Why is it called that?
the island is in the shape of a skull. So, and then also people found just like there's like strange fishes that like surround the island,
No, I don't
So,
know. What do you mean by strange fishes, Pat? Surrounding the island?
the strange fish that surround the island are these like There's not like a ton of them, but there are a few, like these fish that
You
like.
use the word surrounding the island.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, what I meant by that is that they live in like the water that's around the island, and
Okay,
so,
they're
yeah,
not
there's.
actively surrounding the island.
You don't think so?
You said there were a few of them.
Yeah, there's a few of them, but like they're the kind of fish where if they're taken out of water, like the fish faces turn like monstrous, you know? They like just look re like the water pressure is different or whatever. And so that's why a few people have started calling it Monster Island. And so you live out
So
on.
people, hang on. So there's two different groups of people who call this place Monster Island. One reason is because the island is shaped like a skull. The other reason is because there are fish that may or may not be actively surrounding the island that, when removed from water, get a monster face.
Yeah. So it is
These
pretty cheap,
two
dude.
groups know about each other and the other side.
I mean, like it's not, I mean, it's just like a thing that like, you know, everyone calls it Monster Island, but you know, everyone has a, you know, it's like there's just difference of opinion. It's not like it anyone ever gets into arguments about it or anything.
Okay.
Be kind of ridiculous. So,
Yeah.
you live there at this apartment building, and things are going pretty okay there, you know. It's actually it's what's known as a super apartment.
What the fuck does that mean?
A super apartment is an apartment that sort of base it kind of reads your you know, like body temperature and like shit like that and heart rate to, and it sort of like adjusts the lighting and stuff like that based on your mood. So it's like a mood ring, except it's like an apartment. And so super apartments are sort of becoming like kind of the thing now. You know what I mean? This is a few years down the road.
It's like a smart home that integrates with you personally
Yeah,
and
super.
adjusts the environment to fit like a physiological standard based on what you're experiencing.
Yeah, but part of the reason
Okay.
that yours is so cheap is that like it kind of like fucks up. So like
Great.
you'll walk in and like you'll be kind of thinking like, oh man, I'm kind of tired. And then you'll walk in and it'll start playing like
Well, I'm
really
not gonna wear
loud,
the
like
fucking ring.
2020, 24 hours ago.
Disable. I would turn
Yeah,
it off. I'm not
it
fucking
turns
doing that.
off. It turns off and stuff, but like it
Yeah,
definitely
I'm not
will.
just gonna have it. I would shut the thing down, Pat. I'm not just gonna have that running and have to shut it down every time. I'm gonna unplug whatever is making it go. I'm gonna take that ring off.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not wearing this fucking ring.
so you don't have to wear an actual ring. I just meant it's like a mood ring, but like as an
Oh.
apartment. And
Oh,
so
okay.
you don't actually read anything, but so you say like, hey, turn off, like it turns off, but
Yeah, I'm gonna unplug whatever
well, I mean,
is
there's nothing that
if
plugs
it's like
in. It's
if it's
just,
like an
you know.
Alexa or something, is
Yeah.
there something like a device? I'm gonna unplug it.
It's
I don't
Alexa,
want
but
that.
it's like Alexa in the walls, basically. Like
Yeah,
it's
but how is it
part.
getting my information? I'm not gonna like
You walk in
I
and
don't
like.
want that.
So you turn the sh and that's the thing. That's why it's kind of like cheap. And so like every 24 hours it resets. So like you when you walk in and it'll like and it's not always it doesn't always get it wrong, you know what I mean? Like there's plenty of times that it does get it right, but like every once in a while, probably about 35% of the time, it's gonna like, you know,
No, I'm not
do
living that
something to
bullshit. I'm gonna sell this apartment. I'm gonna sell this apartment. That is an untenable situation where over a third of the time when I walk into my house, I'm just greeted with something that is like totally obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's like the antithesis of what I want. And
Right.
I can't turn it off. That I couldn't live a normal life. Every time I'd
Sure.
step into my home, I would step in, through like a barrier of fear. I would be on edge every single time I came home. I couldn't like bring
So,
a woman over. I couldn't,
no. However, recently, like, you actually did bring a girl home.
All right.
And when you walked in with her, like the lighting like kind of like went down just a little bit, not enough that it's, you know, super dark, but like enough to make it like a little sensuous. And you open the door
Okay.
for her, you kind of go like, "M'lady," and she's like, you
Off
know, and
my
she's like,
lady.
"Yeah," and she's like, "Yes, squire," like I don't know. And she walks in, and then like, and you kind of like are like, "Whew!" Like you kind of can't believe it. and you walk in after, and then your super apartment is like, "Oh, good evening, Mr. or good evening, Aaron. Like, shall I prepare the pornography?" And she goes like, "Huh?" And you go, that's just a joke." And then she just laughs hysterically. So like you kind of like it's only happened the one time that you brought the woman home that it almost like, you know, screwed up, but
Wait,
like
yeah, but do I have this robot preparing a viewing of pornography? Like, did it say that as like a joke or because that's like part of
no.
my
That's like your
routine?
usual thing. You come home and, you know, it based on your
Don't
mood, it
like that.
selects the pornography that
No.
you're going to watch. Because even if it gets it wrong based on your mood, you kind of it's still usually get some pretty quality stuff. I'm not going to lie to you, Aaron. So you're like, whatever, like let's just kind of see what happens. And so like that's just kind of what it assumed you wanted, but like, you know, but like you were able to play it off like it
That
was a joke.
sucks so fucking bad. That sucks so bad.
So you put your apartment on like the market and stuff.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks because you feel like you kind of are having second thoughts because you just kind of like really like the area. It's like desolate.
Yeah, the area's great, but 35% of the time when I come home, I'm greeted by something that is in stark contrast to what I would love to be greeted with. Like,
Yeah.
it's like I'm getting hit in the face 35% of the time when I come home. Imagine that. That would be awful.
You're like the neighbor that you have
It
across.
suggested pornography when I had a guest over.
You played it off.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen all the time. I
You're
got to have a talk with this house.
yeah. So, your neighbor across the hall is this guy, and you guys like get along. Like you actually met him because it's kind of is like that sort of cliche thing where like you actually did need to borrow a cup of sugar, and so you went across the hall and knocked, and the guy who answered was this dude. He's like easily 7 feet tall. He kind of has like greenish sort of skin with like bolts in his neck, you know?
Nope.
He goes, "Oh,
Bolts in his
hello."
neck.
Yeah, he goes, "Hello. My name is, well, huh, you can call me Frank."
God damn it.
Frank Steinman. And you and Frank
Frank
Stein.
Steinman.
Yeah, you guys actually become friends. He like, you know, he you guys watch football together and stuff like that. He doesn't cook, but he always like there's always food there. He never seems to cook anything. He just always orders out, you know. And so you know, you guys like hang out and like watch football and stuff like that. And you've also started kind of not like hanging out, but kind of the same. Well, actually, yeah, I guess kind of hanging out with your other neighbor who lives like right next to you. He's this guy.
Yeah.
You only see him at night.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
But I'm
his
hanging out with him.
yeah, you hang out with him. Sometimes he has you over for like dinner and stuff like that. And he is a pretty good cook, even though, and this is something that like you don't even realize this until after like a few weeks of like kind of settling in and getting to know these guys, like that there's no garlic in any of the food he makes for you. His name is Mr. Nosferatu, is what you call him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's also like there's he has like there's one like thing that you see, and like I get you assume it's like somebody's pet. Sometimes you see it like you'll walk by a open door, you know, like an open
Yeah.
apartment, and you'll see inside.
Just the door open. Like he's just walked by an apartment and the door's wide open, just like that.
Yeah, and there's like a turtle, you know, and you see it and you're like, huh, And you'll like walk back later and it's like turn into like a fucking wolf.
The fuck?
So there's
All these
like a
guys have all these guys have bought into this apartment building on
yeah.
Monster Island.
Yes. He's a
Am I
were
living in a
so
monster apartment building? Is that what's happening here?
yeah, with like the were turtle, the Wordle. So you're living out there on Monster Island, you're doing your cartoons and you're kind of you're under, I don't want to say you're necessarily under pressure to find the 10 best, but like you're definitely like, you know, you're taking it seriously. Like you're working very hard on it. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to talk to Jet.
Yeah. You call them. Like, hey, they're like, hello. This is the office of Jet Powers. How may I direct your call? This is Stephanie.
I'd say, hi, Stephanie. I'd like to speak to Jet, please.
Ooh, hon, sorry. He's kind of in he's in a meeting right now. Who may I say is calling, sugar?
Say my name is Aaron Brooks.
And she goes, "Oh my gosh, I loved that strip that you made where you had that, what's that little guy's name? The little
KW Bear.
KW Bear, yeah, where he killed the leader of Syria."
That was your
She goes,
favorite one?
"Yeah, oh, I laughed for days." She goes, "Anyway, he said that he's made a he just wants you to know that like he's a little bit busy, but he's made his list of like top 10 that he thinks would like work the best, and he'll call you tomorrow."
It's a great thank you. Thank you for. I'd say, hey, you know what? Throw your top 10 on there too.
And she
Give me
goes,
your opinion.
"Oh." She goes, "To be honest with you, Mr. Powers already asked."
I go, great. Well, I hope you know I value your input. Thank you for being a fan.
She's like, "Wow, thank you." And then like she
Thanks.
goes, she like thinks she like she puts like the phone down and like you think that like she thinks that she's hung up, but like she hasn't. And so you
Yeah.
hear So then you hear just hear you say, "Oh man, talking to that Aaron kid reminds me, I am starving. Who's ready for barbecue?" And like hangs up. And so
What the fuck is that about? What's the deal with that? Why did me talking to her make her want to eat barbecue?
don't
She
know.
why does she associate me with barbecue?
I'm just telling you what happens. So
What the fuck?
you're kind of like a little weirded out, but you're like, "You know what? Tomorrow I'm gonna talk to Jet Powers and I think things are gonna like go okay." You drive out to like to Spring or what's it, Silver Lake to do a show that night. You're doing a show at the Silver Lake Chuckle Factory, which is like a comedy club out there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, good. Good. Glad I'm doing it.
You go out there, you do your set, goes pretty well, you know.
Cool.
You're leaving and you walk back to your car and like standing by your car are two men in like dark suits with red L's over their hearts. They go, "Aaron, there's been a problem with Mr. Powers." He goes, "Come with us." What do you do?
Why the fuck am I going with you guys?
They go, "We're from Lanalax Cartoon Union. There's been an attempt on Mr. Powers' life." He goes, "You're not," they go, "You're not safe right now."
What the fuck's going on? Why are people coming after me?
They
It's
go,
because of that series.
"Look, we don't have a lot of time to explain, but we'll explain while we're en route." And you look over and like next to them is like a tank with like the top open. They go, "Get in." They go, "We'll keep you safe."
I'm not getting in this fucking tank with these strange men. I just met this Jet Powers character.
Very recently, yeah.
Yeah. I'd say you gotta give me more than that. I don't know you. I don't trust you. Why would I get into a fucking tank
They
with
go,
these
well,
men?
it's a tank, it's going to keep you safe. One of them picks up a rock and throws it really hard at it, just like bounces off. He's like, see? One of them
You go,
takes out a
why the
gun and
fuck do
shoots
I
it. They go,
why do I need
look.
to be in a tank?
They go, because your life's in danger.
You gotta tell me more than that.
And
What is happening?
one of them goes, all right, Aaron, I'll tell you everything. And then suddenly, like, he like kind of like looks at you and he goes, uh-oh. And then your brain explodes.
What the fuck, man?
A sniper
What the fuck?
shoots you in the forehead. The
Why?
ricochet.
Why?
You'll never know. They could have
Yeah,
kept you
this is
safe,
fucking
but
stupid.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a controversy around
Fuck
some of your
this.
cartoons, but
Yeah,
you could have gotten
probably.
in there. You were shot in the head and you
Uh-oh,
died.
is what he said as he sees it. Is me being gunned down by a fucking sniper.
He sees like the red dot appear, you know?
Yeah. And instead of like getting me out of the way, or he sees it and goes, "Uh-oh."
Well, they try to get you in the tank and then you know.
There wasn't a fucking sniper dot on my head at the time, Pat. If they would have been
And
like,
there
"Hey,
is
there's a sniper. There's somebody is somebody has a sight aimed on you. There's
Yeah.
a red dot on your," I'd say, "Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, and it's not there anymore because your forehead was obliterated.
Fuck
So
you.
you're fucking dead.
Yeah, fine.
You never sell your apartment.
Yeah, because I'm fucking dead. I'm dead.